We are beginning Daf Nun Vav on the base, four lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Ami. The Gemara says a chiddush concerning the lav of lo yiseyasa chometz, of not making the mincha into chometz. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami says, if a person puts a piece of sourdough on a dough which is not yet chometz, and then he went and he sat down, and it became chometz by itself. So he didn't do this in the normal way. The normal way is to take a piece of sour and actually put it into the dough and knead it into the dough. That's doing it in a more active way, making it into chometz. Here he merely took a piece of sour, put it down on the isa, and then went away and allowed it to become chometz by itself. So as Rashi says, this is hanocha ba'alma, this is merely putting it down on it, it's not doing it, making it into chometz in such an active way. Chayav aleha, kemaisa Shabbos. Nonetheless, he is chayav for this. This is considered to be a full transgression of the lava lo yiseyasa chometz. He's chayav malchus for making them into chometz, just as we see concerning maisa Shabbos, that there too, if a person takes a piece of meat and puts it on charcoal, he merely puts it down, and it becomes roasted by the charcoal, then we say that he is mechuyev for bishul on Shabbos. So here too, even though he doesn't do it in such an active way, he's only doing a maisa kol dehu, a minimal type of activity, he's only doing a hanocha b'yama, just putting it down on the dough, but since this accomplishes that it does become chometz, he's considered to have transgressed the law, and he is mechuyev malchus. The Gemara asks, "Ma'isa Shabbos ki haygavna mi mechayev? Is it then true that in a case of Ma'isa Shabbos, that when a person puts a piece of meat on coals and he just leaves it there, that he is mechuyev? The Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hiniach Bosa Al Gabi Gecholim, that if a person puts a piece of meat on coal, hipech by chayev, lo hipech by potter, that if he turned it over to the other side also, that it becomes fully roasted, then he's mechuyev. But if he did not turn it over, he just left it there on one side, then he's potter. As the Gemara will explain, that since it only gets roasted on one side, and we're speaking about a case where it doesn't even get roasted fully on that side, it's only kamaichol ben drasoy on that side, so the quality of the roasting is also not complete, therefore he's potter, unless he actually turns it over and does it on both sides. If it's only kamaichol ben drasoy on one side, he's potter. So how can we compare it to Shabbos and say, just as we find concerning Shabbos, that if he puts it down on the coal and leaves it there, he's mechuyev, when this is not so? Merely by putting it down and leaving it there, he's not mechuyev, because he has to turn it over. Omar Rav explained, my chayev nami dika Omar, what is this chayev that he actually meant to say, that Rabbi Ami said, kemaisa tzlishel Shabbos, as if he would accomplish a proper roasting on Shabbos. In other words, he's saying that he's mechuyev over here by putting the seor on the isa and allowing it to become chometz, just as he would be in a situation of Ma'isa Shabbos had he actually put it down in the coal and then turned it over to make sure that the tzliya, that the roasting is accomplished. As Rashi explained, because what we're comparing over here is not the actual quality of that which is being accomplished. In that, there's no comparison. That's here, by putting the piece of Sa'or on the Isa, enough chimutz is accomplished for one to be mechuyev. It's considered to be chometz by putting the Sa'or on the Isa and allowing it to become chometz. In the case of Ma'isa Shabbos, if he just puts it on the coal on one side, not enough is accomplished. As we said, it only becomes Kamaichol Ben Drasoy on one side, and that's not enough to be Mechuyev for Bishul. But the comparison we're making is not for that. The comparison we're making is in the halacha of what kind of Ma'isa we need for it to be considered a full transgression and to be Mechuyev, the Oynish of Malchus. We see over there that merely by putting it down on the coals, he can be mechuyev as long as he makes sure that the tzliya, that the roasting is actually fully accomplished, but he's mechuyev for the hanocha ba'alma, for merely putting it down. If the full tzliya is accomplished, he is mechuyev. Here too, since by putting the seor on the isa, enough of chimutz is accomplished for which one can be mechuyev, the chiddush that Rabbi Ami is saying is that this is too considered to be a ma'isa, that although it's hanocha ba'alma, it is considered to be a ma'isa, and he's mechuyev malchus for lo yiseyos ha'chometz. That's how Rashi explains the maskon of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershom explains it slightly differently, that when Rava is saying that my chayev nami de ka'omer kemaisa tzlishel Shabbos, that he's mechayev as in a maisa of roasting on Shabbos, he is saying we don't have to compare it to a situation of putting the meat on the coals, because there in fact by merely leaving there it does not become roasted. Rather, we'll compare it to a case where he puts a piece of meat in an oven, on a spit in an oven, and there just by leaving it it becomes roasted completely. Because again, the comparison we're making is to the point that one can be mechuyev for hanocha ba'alma, that too is considered to be a maisa for which one can be mechuyev. But we're not comparing comparing the quality of that which is accomplished there to that which is accomplished here. Here, by merely putting the sa'or on the isa, it is considered to be chometz sufficiently for him to be mechuyev. What we're learning from there is that b'hanocha bi'alma is considered to be a ma'isa. Toisus, however, in Dibra Maschal u'ma'isa Shabbos ki'agavna mi'mechayev, says that if the Gemara held that we're comparing it to such a case, it's because the comparison of the Gemara is not only in the fact that all he's doing is hanocha ba'alma, but the comparison is also in the quality of that which is being accomplished. The Gemara asks Akasha, u'ma'isa Shabbos ki'agavna mi'mechayev, that if he merely puts it on the coals, is he then mechuyev? And the reason over there is because it doesn't accomplish enough. That's because here too the Gemara held that it doesn't accomplish enough. That merely by putting the sa'or on an isa, if he doesn't actually mix it into the isa, knead it into the isa, then all that's accomplished is a chimutz on one side, and even the quality of that chimutz will not be a full quality of chimutz. And therefore the Gemara compares it to the case of Ma'isa Shabbos, where we see that if a only poor quality of roasting is accomplished on one side, he's not mechuyev, it's not considered bishul. And here too, where a poor quality of chimutz is accomplished on only one side of the Isa, this should not be enough for him to be considered to have transgressed the law. And the Gemara says, according to Tosfos, that Rav explains, my chayav nami de ka'omer kimaisis klishol Shabbos, that enochi nami. We in fact do make this comparison to Shabbos. That's what the Likutei Halachos explains according to Tosfos. That we do make this comparison, and enochi nami. He means to say that he's mechuyev if he puts the piece of dough on the Isa, if in fact afterwards he turns it over and puts the piece of dough on the other side as well, so that it will accomplish a chimus on both sides of the Isa. But we do make this comparison to Ma'isa Shabbos, that if he would only put it on one side, that he would not be mechuyev, because it's not qualitatively, it's not considered to be chimut to the extent that he'll be mechuyev for this chimut. So again, as Likutei Halachos explains, according to Tosfos, there's a comparison here. Not only are we learning from Ma'isa Shabbos that he can be mechuyev for hanocha ba'alma, that even though he's not doing it in such an active way, that that's considered to be a ma'isa, that we're learning from Ma'isa Shabbos, but we're also making a comparison to Ma'isa Shabbos in that just as over there, it has to accomplish a proper tzli, here also it has to accomplish a proper chimut. And if it's only on one side, and only a left to be there on one side, and not needed into the dough, that doesn't accomplish a proper chimut, because it's only on one side, and the quality of the chimut is not enough for him to be mechuyev. According to Rashi, Rashi says the opposite. There's no comparison between what has to be accomplished there and what has to be accomplished here. What is accomplished here by putting the se'or on the isa and allowing it to become chometz is enough to be mechuyev for chimutz. All we're learning from Ma'isa Shabbos is that hanocha ba'alma is considered to be a ma'isa. The Sfas-Emes brings up a point on this Gemara. The Sfas-Emes says that the Gemara is speaking about a case where the isa was already kneaded and it is still in the form of matzah. It didn't yet become chometz, and he puts a piece of se'or on it and thereby accomplishes that it should become chometz. And Ravami tells us the chiddush that he's a mechuyev for that, for being machmitz the minch. And as Tosfos says, this is considered to be an asiyah. The Torah says, lo say osa chometz, and we find before that we're mechuyev for ma'isim, for actual actions such as kneading it and shaping it and baking it. Says Tosfos, hochinami lo say osa krinabe. This is also referred to as lo say osa, not to make it, because this too is considered to be a ma'isim. However, the Sfas-Emes says that it's poshut, that certainly a person who kneads the dough, who actually kneaded the dough, and then just left it to become chometz, as we know from Hilchos Pesach, even without any se'or, without any means of leavening, we know that by leaving a dough for a long time, for a time, if without work, it becomes chometz. So there's a person who kneads a dough of the mincha and allows it to become chometz, without doing anything in addition to that, would also definitely be over this lav and be mechuyev malchus for this lav of loiseyosa chometz. We shouldn't be medayik from our Gemara that it's only by putting in the sa'or that he's mechuyev, but that by kneading it and allowing it to become chometz without actually putting in any sa'or that he would not be mechuyev. To the contrary, says the Sfas-Emes, the Gemara is telling us a chiddush, in spite of the fact that this dough was already kneaded and it did not yet become chometz, and he put in the sa'or, he just put it on it. It's hanocha kol, it's a chiddush that's considered to be a ma'isa. But where he actually kneaded the dough with the and then left it to become chometz, that's not a ma'isa kol dehu. That's the way one can make chometz, by kneading it and leaving it for a time without work. It becomes chometz, and that would definitely be a transgression of this lav nibi mechuyev malchus. That's what the Sfas-Emes says. Others suggest, however, that perhaps this is not so, because since the Torah says lo seyosa chometz, one is only mechuyev for a ma'isa of chimutz. If there's a ma'isa which makes it into chimutz, or once it becomes chometz, a ma'isa of continuing the production of this chometz loaf, baking it, shaping it, but it has to be something which relates to it as chometz. Masha Enken, when he just makes it into dough, at that point, it's the same thing as done whether he's going to make it into matzah or into chometz. And later, merely by leaving it, that's not considered to be doing this lav in an active way, because he's just leaving it and allowing it to become chometz, but he's not doing any ma'isa to make it into chometz. The fact that he kneaded it is not considered to be a ma'isa of making it into chometz, since kneading it is done whether it be chometz or matzah. Ayin in the Shinuye Gersois on the side of the Mishnais, the Yochin Boyas Mishnais, in the name of the Zikduke Soifrim, who seems to be saying that this will depend in the Girsa in our Mishnah, the Mishnah of Nehe Omer Aleph, the Girsa which we have printed in the Mishnah in our Gemara and also in the Mishnah in the Mishnais, is in Hichmitsu Shireho Oiver Beloy Saseh, if the Shirayim became Chomet, then he is Oiver Loi Saseh. However, the Girsa of the Sheet Mekubetzes and others is Vim Hichmit Shireho Oiver Beloy Saseh. If he made the Shirayim into Chomet, then he is Oiver Beloy Saseh. So it would appear, he seems to be saying, that this question would depend on these two Girsois. Vim Hichmitsu, they became Chomet, or Vim Hichmit, if he made them into Chomet. Ayin Shom. Continues the Gemara Gufo. We learned before, Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hiniach Bosar Al Gabi Gecholim, if a person put meat on charcoal, if he turned it over to the other side, then he is mechuyev for bishul on Shabbos, but if he didn't turn it over, then he is potter. Hey Chibami, what is this speaking about? If it's speaking about that without turning it over, it does not become cooked, it doesn't actually become roasted, pshita, then it's poshet that he's not mechuyev. Of course, if it doesn't become cooked, he's not mechuyev for bishul on Shabbos. Rather, we'll say that it's speaking about that even without turning it over, it also becomes cooked. Then why is he not mechuyev without turning it over? If by putting it on one side it becomes cooked, he should be mechuyev for bishul on Shabbos in any case. Says the Gemara, lo yitzricha, no, it is, we only need this, and it's speaking about a case. That if he doesn't turn it over, it becomes done. It becomes cooked on one side to the extent of Maichel Ben Drasoy, which Rashi says is a shlish bishule, a third of its complete bishul. And if he turns it over, it will be cooked, it will be done on both sides in the shear of Kamaichel Ben Drasoy. The Kamashmalan, and he's coming to tell us, the Chol Mitzad Echot Kamaichel Ben Drasoy Loi Klumhu, that when it's only from one side, and the amount of the cooking, the quality of the cooking is only kamaichol ben drasoy, leikulimu, then that's nothing. That's not considered to be a bishul at all. So although we know that the shear of bishul for Shabbos is ordinarily kamaichol ben drasoy, that means that it can be nechal al yedei adchak, it was able to be eaten by this ben drasoy, and it can be eaten by someone al yedei adchak when he has to. Rashi says it's the shear of shlish bishulay. So if someone cooks something to that extent of maichol ben drasoy, he's mechuyev for bishul on Shabbos. That's only if at least the thing is cooked, the entire item, the entire food is cooked kamaichol ben drasoy. But if it's only on one side and the quality of the cooking is only kamaichol ben drasoy, then we say that he's not mechuyev. If the entire piece of meat would be done kamaichol ben drasoy, if he's hipach, if he turns it over and the entire piece is done kamaichol ben drasoy, he's mechuyev for bishul b'shabbos. If it's only on one side, but it's fully roasted, fully done on that side, then even though it's only on one side, he'd also be mechuyev for bishul on Shabbos, as the Gemara will explain. But since it's mitzad echot kimaichol ben drasoy, it's only on one side, and it's also not fully cooked, it's only cooked kimaichol ben drasoy, that we say that that's like klum, that's nothing, it's not considered to be a proper cooking at all, and he is not mechuyev. So that's the chiddush of the stin of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Rava said, mitzad echot b'mokom echot chayef. If it was roasted in it, the shear of a gregeris, the shear of a dried fig, that's the shear of the melacha legabi Shabbos, that's the minimum amount for which there is an actual chiyuv, mitzad echot, even though it's only on one side of the meat, b'makom echot, in one place, that this gregeris is all together, it's not that there was less of a gregeris, and then in another spot there was less of a gregeris together, rather it's all in one spot, then he is mechuyev. As Rashi explains, he's speaking, but if it was nitzel, but if it was completely roasted, not kamaichol ben drasoy, but it became completely done in one spot, the shear of a gregeris, then in spite of the fact that it's mitzad echot, he's mechuyev. This halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, that he's not mechuyev without hipach, but he's not mechuyev mitzad echot, is only if it's only kamaichol ben drasoy on that tzad echot. But if it's fully roasted on one side, and even if it's only a shear of a kegregris, b'makom echot, he is mechuyev. Omale Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, was medayek from these words of Rava, b'makom echot in b'shnayim ashloishim mekoyim esloi, he's only mechuyev if it was in one place, but he's not mechuyev if it was in two or three places. Is then Rav is saying that he's only mechuyev if it's a shear of a kegregris altogether. But if there is, for example, a chatzi gregris which is fully roasted, and then an inch away there is another chatzi gregris which has become fully roasted, he's saying that that is not mitzurev and he won't be mechuyev. It's not considered to have a shear; it'll only be a chatzi shear. For atnan, behold, we learned in the Mishnah hakideach kol shehu chayev, that if someone drills a hole in a wall, even if it's just a kol shehu, even if it's a minute hole, he is mechuyev. He's considered to have transgressed the melach of Shabbos of boina. So he asks, Ravina asks, Ravashi Hechidami, what is this speaking about? Ilema b'mokum echad, if it means that he only made one hole in one place, and it's only a kol shehu l'maychazi, what is a kol shehu fit for? Why is that considered to be a malacha? What did he accomplish? Elalav v'shnayim ashloisha mekaymais d'chazu l'tziruv. When it says kadeach kol shehu chayiv, it means that he made two or three of such holes that they are fit to be joined together. As Rashi explains, actually what he's out to make is a elongated groove in the wall, and he has some need for that, and he does that by first drilling two or three holes, and then they break through the walls between the holes, and it forms a groove. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that merely by drilling those holes, but doing the two or three holes, which are actually a kol shehu, he's already mechuyev, because it's chazal tziruv, because they can be joined together, and when they're joined together, they will form this groove which he wants to make. So al kaponim, we see that the chazal tziruv is enough to be mechuyev, and the Sfasemis points out that the Gemara is asking with a kol shken. Over there, that chazal tziruv is good, taking it even a step further. There, he didn't actually accomplish the malacha yet, because as it is, it's not even fit for use. But since it can easily be joined, and then it will be fit for use, it will form a groove, we say that since it's chazal tziruv, that it is considered to be as if it's already formed, that he's mechuyev for it. All the more so over here, where there's nothing actually missing in the malacha, it's just that he's missing in the shear, that the shear is not together. There's a chatzi groigris here, a chatzi groigris here, there's not a groigris together, so there we should certainly say that it were mitzaref, it is considered to be as if it would be together, since it can be joined together, and he would be mechuyev as if he had done a complete shear in one place. That's what Semis explains, that this kash is being asked with a kolshkin. So he answered, no, loy, it's not so. In fact, when the Mishnah says, hakideach kol shehu, that he's mechuyev for making even a very small hole, it means that he just made one hole in one place. The chazu lebava or lekacha de aklida, that it is fit for the tooth, for the sharp end of a key. As Rashi explains, the sharp end of a key, which is used to open the lock, he can use that small hole, that minute hole in the wall, to put in the end of the key and to keep it over there, to use it as a storage place for the key by putting in the sharp end of the key. So even though it's a kudeach koshu, it's even a small hole, he's mechuyev for it, and has nothing to do with tziruf at all. And in Hanami, we don't say chazu with tziruf, and even when it comes to a shear, if it's less than a shear in one place, we say that we're not mitzaref it, and he's not mechuyev for Melech HaShabbos. The Ikad Amri, and some say the exact opposite. Omar Rava, afilu b'shnayim b'shloishim mekaymis, that Rava said the opposite, that he's mechuyev as long as there is a shear of a kegregris which has been fully roasted, he's mechuyev, and even if it is in two and three places, there's no kegregris together, we still say that it is mitzurah for the shear of kegregris. In that case, according to this version of what Rava said, Ravina says to Ravashi that we can bring a raya to this from the Mishnah in Shabbos, hakideach kol shehu chayiv. It says in the Mishnah, someone drills a small hole, even a kol shehu, and he's mechuyev. Hey, chidami, what is it speaking about? If it's speaking about one hole in one place, what is a kol shehu fit for? What has he accomplished? It means that he made two or three such holes, and they are fit to be joined together and to form an elongated groove. So we see that we say a spor of chazi l'tziruf, even though it's not joined now, since it could be joined together, he's mechuyev for it. So here also, this is a raya, according to this girsa, to what Rava is saying, that since it can be joined together and form a groigris, that he is mechuyev for it. Says the Gemara, he answered him that it's not necessarily a proof. We say that that Mishnah, Kedech Kolshu, is speaking about that he made one hole in one place, the Chazu, the Kachadach Lida, because it's fit, one can put into it the sharp edge of a key. And therefore, even a Kolshu, a Kedech Kolshu, is also accomplishing a Melach, and he's Mechuyev for Boin. Now the Gemara goes back to the lava of being Mechametz and Mincha. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa. Ilu ne'emar asher takrivu l'Hashem lo yseyos ha-chometz, if it would only say in the Pasuk, that which you are makriv to Hashem should not be made chometz, the Pasuk reads, kol ha-mincha asher takrivu l'Hashem lo yseyos ha-chometz, if it wouldn't say kol ha-mincha, it would just say asher takrivu l'Hashem lo yseyos ha-chometz, ayisi oimer, ein li b'lo yseyos ha-chometz, ala koimetz bulvar, I would have said that included in this lava of lo yseyos ha-chometz is only the koimetz, because it's asher takrivu l'Hashem lo yseyos ha-chometz. That which you are makriv to Hashem means the koimetz which you put on the mitzvah, which you are makter on the mizbech. So if it would only say asher takrivu l'Hashem l'yseyos ha-chometz, I would only include the koimetz. Mincha minayin. How do I know that I am to include the entire mincha, that even before the kmitza is made, that if he is machmitz the mincha, that he is transgressing the lav, tamad loimer mincha. That's why it says in the Torah, mincha. So we see that referring to the entire mincha, the mincha asher takrivu l'Hashem, the mincha from which part of it will be nikr of l'Hashem, nikr on the mizbech, if you are machmitz that mincha, you are mechuyev, you're transgressing a lot. So this points out that even though we have a riboy of chelkum to teach us that the lav applies even to the shirayim, nonetheless, what this price is telling us is a different in there, that's speaking about after koimet. So we know that it applies to kmita. And we have a pasuk that applies also to the shiraim. But here it's telling us that it applies to the mincha before kmita. Shar menachas minayin. The brisa continues. How do we know that this applies to other menachas as well? It's written in the parsha of minchas marcheshes. How do we know that it applies to all menachas? Talmud loymar kol hamincha. It says in the pasuk kol hamincha, any mincha. And as Tosfos points out, this is the mashmoyis of the pasuk. It says kol hamincha asher takrivu l'Hashem, any mincha which were makriv to Hashem. Even according to the Mandiyamas, as Tosfos, who ordinarily doesn't darshan the word kol, here this is the pashtus of the pasuk that it means it's referring to any mincha. The brisa says asher takrivu l'Hashem, says which you are makrif to Hashem, kshera v'loy psula. This means if the mincha is a mincha kshera, if otherwise it's kosher and you make it into chametz, that's when you are transgressing the slav. But not if it's psula, not if it's psula in any case. If it was become ptomi or the avoidance were not done properly, then this is not included in the lav of loy seyosa chametz. Mikan omer, from here they said, hamachmis es hakshera chayv es hapsula poter, that if someone is machmis a mincha which is otherwise kshera, that's when he's mechuyev, but if he's machmis a mincha which is in any case psula, then he is potter. We see from the Gemara further that the words asher takrivu, kol hamincha asher takrivu l'Hashem, are really learned for something else. And the Birchas HaZevach brings from the Kesef Mishnah that the drasha of kshera v'loi psula is learned from the hay of hamincha. We learn from kol hamincha that we are mar be'eni menachet, and from the hay of hamincha, the mincha, we are darshing kshera v'loi psula. In which case, we'll have to read the braisa, shar menachet minayin, talmud lomer kol hamincha asher takrivu l'Hashem, and from this, we also learn from the Hei of HaMincha, Kshera V'loi Psula. We learn that it only refers to Mincha Kshera and not to a Psula. The Brichas HaZevach himself learns, however, that the drash is from the word Lashem. It's true that the Gemara later darshan something else from the word Asher Takrivu, but from the word Lashem, we darshan Kshera V'loi Psula. In which case, the reading of the Braisa should be as we read it before. Shar Menachas Minayin Talmud Loimar Kol HaMincha, Asher Takrivu Lashem, Kshera V'loi Psula. From the word Lashem, we learn Kshera V'loi Psula, and the Gemara later will darshan the word Asher Takrivu. The Gemara continues, Boy Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the Shaila, Chimtza v'yotzos v'chozer v'chimtza mahu. He made it into chometz, and then it went out of the Azora. Besides the fact that it was chometz and it was already possible from being used as a mincha, now it was taken out of the Azora, which had it been a mincha k'sher, it would have become nifsal because of yoytze, leaving the Azora. V'chozer v'chimtza, and then he went ahead, and he was mechametzed again. According to Rashi, Rashi says here again, that means that he did another action in it as chometz, meaning now he shaped it into a loaf, now he baked it, mahu. What is the din? We know that mechametz achar mechametz is mechayev, that a person who is mechametzed first, and then it's mechametzed again, that he's chayev, in spite of the fact that it already became posel from when the time that he made it into chametz. Here the question is, do we say, kivin diyotzes ifsila lo b'yotze, that since it was taken out of the Azor, it's become posel because of yotze, v'chi hodr machmetz lo, loy mechayev lo, mishu machmetz achar machmetz, and now when he's machmetzed again, meaning he now bakes it, he's not mechuyev for machmetz achar machmetz, because this second ma'isa chimus, the baking, is now being done in a mincha which is possible for a different reason, even if mechuyev for machmetz achar machmetz, and it's already become possible from the first chimus, from the first time that he makes it into chimus, that's because we learn from a pasuk that machmetz achar machmetz is mechuyev. But over here it's now possible for a different reason, because it was yoytze, so he won't be mechuyev for the second act of chimus. Oydil makiva the chimtza pasul. Since once he makes it into chometz, it's possible already. And nonetheless, we learn from a pasuk that he's mechuyev for the additional actions that he does afterwards, that he's mechuyev for machmetz achar machmetz, then yoytze loy mahanibe. The yoytze, the fact that it was taken out of the Zorah, doesn't really affect it in any way. It's possible in any case. And then he's machmetz it once more. When he does another action in it, when he brings it back into the Azorah, he will be mechuyev for machmetz achar machmetz. So the question is, do we say that since we learn from Gzeras HaKosev that he's mechuyev for the actions that he continues to do after it's chometz, in spite of the fact that it's posel, that it doesn't matter if in between it went out of the Azor, because in any case that doesn't affect it? Or do we say, as the first tzad was, that even though we have Gzeras HaKosev that he's mechuyev for machmetz achar machmetz, that's only when the psul is only because of the fact that it was chometz. But here, where there is another psul involved, because in between it was taken out of the Azor, he won't be mechuyev for this second action of chometz. Take this remains a question. Boy, Rav Mori. Rav Mori asked the question, Chimtza b'roisha shel mizbeach mau. If he made the koimetz into chometz on the top of the mizbeach, it was already placed on the mizbeach, but it wasn't yet in the fire, will he be mechuyev for this lav of loiseyasa chometz? Asher takrivu omrachmana v'ho akriva. The Torah says asher takrivu, which you will be makriv. And here it was already nikrav, because it was already placed on the mizbech, even though it wasn't yet in the fire, it's already considered to have been nikrav. And therefore the lav does not apply. The lav is only asher takrivu, which you are going to be makriv, but not applying to something which was already nikrav. Oy Dilma Muchusar Haktorah Muchusar Maisa Domi. Or do we say the fact that it's lacking the actual Haktorah, the actually being burnt on the Mizbech, so it's still missing its Muchusar Maisa, it's still missing the final act, it hasn't actually been burnt, and therefore it's not considered to have been Nikrav already. And we can still apply to it the Pasek of Asher Takrivu. Take who this remains a question. Continues the Gemara, V'hashta denafkale mikol ha-mincha. Now that we learn that all menachas are included in this Isra of Lo Seos HaChomet from the words kol ha-mincha, asher takrivu lomali. Then what do we do with the words asher takrivu? According to the Birchas HaZevach, it's significant not to be good with the word Lashem. It's asher takrivu lomali, because the word Lashem was used to teach us k'sheir of Lo Psula. The question is, on the word asher takrivu, what does that come to teach us? According to the Kesef Mishnah, the kasha is because the halacha of k'sheir of Lo Psula was learned from the hay of Hamincha, and now the question is, Asher Takrivu Lomali, why do we need these words? Akopon of the Gemara says, Miboile Lichritanya, we need these words, Asher Takrivu, for that which we learn in the following Brisa. Asher Takrivu, it says in the Torah, Asher Takrivu, L'rabois Minchas Nesochim Lechimutz, to include the Minchas Nesochim, the Mincha which is brought along with the Korban Oil or Korban Shlomim, for chimut. Now the minchas nesachim is a mincha which is not nikmetzis. There's no kmitza done to it. The entire mincha is, the flour is mixed with 3 lug of shemen. The sarin of soilus, the sarin of flour is mixed with 3 lug of shemen. And it is burned completely on the mizbech. That's a minchas nesachim. And it comes to be marbled minchas nesachim for the lav of chimut. Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. That's what Rabbi Yosi HaGlili says. It comes to teach us that concerning the Minchas Nesachim, there's also a din, a lav, for him to be mechametzit. Rabbi Kiva Omer l'rabbis lechem aponim l'chimut. Rabbi Kiva says that it comes to include the lechem aponim for chimut. Lechem aponim, of course, is placed on the shulchan. No part of it, there's also no kmitza in the lechem haponim. No part of it is placed on the mizbeach. Rather, it is only the bezichei levoina, those containers of levoina that are placed on the lechem aponim that are burnt on the mizbech, but the entire lechem aponim is eaten by the koyanim. Now the reason why these need ribuyim, Rashi explains, is because since the lav of Lo Seos HaChomets is written by Minchas Marcheshes, I would only include menachos, although I learned kol ha-mincha, I would only include menachos which are similar to Minchas Marcheshes, which is menachos ha-nikmotis, menachos to which kmitza is done, which are divided and a portion is placed on the mizbech, and the rest is eaten by the koyanim. However, these menachos, the Minchas Nesachim on the one hand, and the lechem aponim on the other hand, are not menachos ha-nikmotis, because the Minchas Nesachim is burnt completely on the mizbech. There's no kmitza which is done at all, and the lechem aponim, only the bezich levoina burnt on the mizbech, but the entire lechem haponim is eaten by the kohenim. Again, no kmitza is done. That's why it needs a ribui. As Rashi says, on omit base, in fact, will be marba also the minchas chavitin, the mincha which is brought by the kohen gadol every day, and also every minchas kohenim, any mincha which is brought by a kohen, is completely burnt on the mizbeach and is not considered to be a mincha hanikmetzis, and therefore it too will be included because of this ribui. So the basis of this ribui of asher takrivu is that it is marba these other menachos which are not nikmotzis, which includes minchas chavitin, minchas kohenim, and could also include minchas nesachim and lechem haponim. However, the reason why Rabbi Yosi HaGlili and Rabbi Kiva mention specifically these two menachos which are not nikmotzis is because these two menachos are a subject of controversy between them. In other words, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili says that we're marba minchas nesachim, that's his shita, but Rabbi Akiva argues with him, and he holds that we're not marba minchas nesachim. Rabbi Akiva, who says that we're marba lechem haponim lechimutz, he'll hold that we're marba lechem haponim. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili will disagree with him and say that we're marba minchas nesachim, but not lechem haponim. So everyone will agree that we're marba the minchas chavitin and minchas koyin, which are not nikmatzos from these words asher takrivu. However, there is a machloikis here whether we are also to be marba these two menachos. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili holds that we're marba minchas nesachim lechimutz, but we're not marba lechem aponim. And Rabbi Akiva holds that we are marba lechem aponim lechimutz, but we're not marba minchas nesachim. Now the reason for this is because that in each of these there is a reason why we cannot be marba them for this lav of chimutz. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili holds that we're marba minchas nesachim for chimutz, but that we are not marba lechem aponim. The reason is because the lechem aponim is made without any shemen. Lechem aponim is made only of flour and water. The reason of Rabbi Yosi HaGlili that he's marba minchas nesachim, but he argues in Rabbi Akiva and holds that we can't be marba the lechem aponim for the lav of chimut, is because the lechem aponim is not made with any shemen. It's made only with soilus and water. And therefore, unlike an ordinary mincha, the only vessels which are used in the preparation of the lechem haponim are the dry measures which were used for measuring the flour. chetzi'ich. There were two dry measures in the Beis HaMikdash, a chetzi'isarin for measuring the minchas chavitin, and an isarin for measuring all the other menachos. And those are the measures that were used for measuring the soilus of the menachos, and including the soilus of the lechem aponim. But as opposed to other menachos, where also there were measures to measure the quantity of oil, the loig shem, which is to be put into the mincha, the lechem aponim does not have any oil, and therefore this liquid measure was not used at all. The shita of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, as we'll see in the Gemara, is that the kli yovish loy niskadish, that those measures which were used for measuring the dry measures, for measuring the isarin, were not sanctified with the kedusha of kli shoris, and therefore they did not make the mincha into something which is kodesh kedusha taguf. And since, although the liquid measures, those which were used for measuring the shemen, were niskadish, that was not used in the preparation of the lechem aponim. So therefore, the lechem aponim was not niskadish until later, until it was actually baked, either in the tanner, because the tanner is a kli shoris and is mekadish, or when it's placed on the shulchan. The shulchan is a kli shoris, but it's not niskadish in the process of making the lechem aponim, since only the dry measure, the kli of, is used in its preparation, and there's no wet measure which is used since it does not, no liquid measure which is used since it does not include shemen. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that we're marv b'minchas nesachim for chimus, because in the minchas nesachim we can say that there is an iser of chimus, but he will argue with Rabbi Kiva and say that we're not marv the lechem aponim, because lechem aponim is not yet kodesh kedusha saguf. It's not yet considered to be a mincha until it's fully sanctified, and it's not sanctified until it's baked. Therefore, it's not possible to apply to it the iser of chimus. Once it's baked, of course, the iser of chimus does not apply, and therefore, it's not possible to include in it at all the iser of chim. As the Gemara will explain, Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree. Rabbi Akiva holds that clay yovesh were also niskadish, that these vessels which were used for measuring the soilus also were kodesh at the kedusha of klisharis, and therefore, even though there was no shemen, the lechem aponim was also sanctified in the process of its preparation. When the flour was measured in this dry measure, it is sanctified with kedusha saguf, and therefore the iser of chimus, the lava of chimus, can be applied to the lechem aponim before it's baked, because it's already considered to be a mincha before. Rabbi Akiva, to the contrary, argues on Rabbi Yossi Haglili. He says that we are marba lechem aponim, and he argues with Rabbi Yossi Haglili that we're not marba minchas nesachim for this lab of chimus, and that is because the minchas nesachim is different from other menachos. It is a greater ratio of shemen to soilus. In the minchas nesachim, there are three lugin of shemen for each isaron of flour, as opposed to other menachos where it's only one lug shemen for an isaron of flour. And therefore, he understands that no water is to be added to the minchas nesachim. That's how Rashi and Tosfos explain the shita of Rabbi Akiva, that he holds that no water is to be added to the minchas nesachim, and the Rambam says that if water is added, it is possible. And therefore, since all it consists of is flour and shemen, the rule is that meperes ein machmitzit, that the chimus does not take place because it's not mixed with any water. Since meperes ein machmitzit, we can't apply this lav of loiseyosa chomet, it can't be applied to the minchas nesachim, because if water is added, in any case, it's possible. And without any water, it can't become chomet. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees with this, as we'll see in the Gemara. He holds that water was added even to the minchas nesachim. So once again, as Rashi explains, they both agree that we are marba theoretically menachos she'enu nikmatzis. We'll be marba the minchas chavitin and minchas koyin, but they are arguing about these two specific menachos. The Gemara asks, minchas nesachim may pay resame. The Gemara asks, akasha an Rabbi Yossi Haglili. How can we say that we're marba minchas nesachim? For chimutz, the minchas nesachim, the Gemara understood, is only mixed with shemen, because the ratio is a greater ratio of shemen to flour than it is in an ordinary mincha, and therefore the Gemara understands that no water is to be added to it, so all there is may peiris. Since it's may peiris ain machmitzin on the base, and may peiris are not machmitzin, it's not considered to be chomet. So how can we say that the iser of chimutz applies? Reish Lakish said, in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Oymer hoy Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili used to say that minchas nesachim megavla b'mayim ukshere, that the minchas nesachim, he can mix it, knead it with water, and it's also kosher. That although there's a large amount of shemen, but he adds water to it as well. When there's water added to it, we say that it is machmit, and therefore the law of chimus does apply. Rashi learns that in that itself is the machloik, as the other man, the Omer, holds that there is no water added to it, and as we mentioned, the Rambam says that it's possible if water is added to it, and therefore the halacha of ein may peiris ein machmitzin applies, and it's not possible to apply to the minchas nesachim the lav of chimus. There's some confusion in this Rashi in the beginning of Amud Beis. There appears to be two dibur hamaskels here. The first one, umay peiris ein machmitzin, and then the second dibur hamaskel is v'koparich minchas nesachim mihav yechimutz. The Rashash says that the beginning of the Rashi Meperes Ein Machmitzin is a continuation. It's not a Dibur HaMaskel. It's a continuation of the Rashi which began on Omid Beis, and he's in the midst of explaining the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that the reason why Rabbi Akiva is not marba the Minchas Nesachim is because it's Meperis are not Machmit, and he disagrees that it is mixed with water. He holds that it's not mixed with any water, and therefore we can't apply the Isser of Chimut. Then the Dibra Maschul begins, the Kaporech Minchas Nesachim, Mihav Yechimut from Meperis, and the Gemara begins with Akasha on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What in fact is he disagreeing with? How can he say that the Isser of Chimut does apply since it's Meperis? And that's the Gemara answers, that he holds, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, that it's mixed with water as well. Now the Gemara discusses the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that we're marba lechem upon him, midas yovishi. The lechem upon him, how do we say that it is considered to be a mincha before it's baked, and that the Yisra of Chemus can be applied to it? All that's measured there is the flour. There's no shemen, and it's midas yovishi. It's a dry measure which is used in measuring the flour. The shemana le Rabbi Akiva, the omar midas yovish loynis kacha. To the contrary, we find that it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion that the midas yovish is not sanctified. So how can he possibly be the one of this brayso who holds that it's the lechem haponim to which the isra of chimut applied? To the contrary, we find that he's the one who holds that midas yovish loynis kacha, that it's not considered to be a klisharis, and therefore he should hold that the isra of chimut cannot apply to the lechem haponim. Says the Gemara, Sholach Ravin Mishmei to Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kachi Hatzoa Shol Mishnah. This is the way the Mishnah should be learned. This is the way the Mishnah is arranged. In other words, this is the Machloikis. The Machloikis, whether we can be Marbe, the Lechem upon him, it depends on the question of whether the Midas Yovesh is Niskacha or not. The Epuch, however, I am to reverse the opinions in the Mishnah. Asher Takrivu L'Rabbis Lechem upon him L'Chimus Div Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili who's saying that we are Marbe the Lechem upon him for Chimus, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili is of the opinion that we can be Marbe the Lechem upon him because he holds that Midas Yovish is Niskacha, and therefore the Lechem upon him is already considered to be a Mincha because its flour was measured in this Isaron, and that sanctified with a Kedusha Saguf. Rabbi Akiva Oymer the Rabbis Minchas Nesachim Lechimus. It's Rabbi Akiva who is Marba Minchas Nesachim Lechimus and disagrees with Rabbi Yosi Aglili and holds that we cannot be Marba the Lechem upon him because he goes Lashitasai. He holds that Midas Yovish Loy Niskacha, and therefore the Mincha is not Kodesh Kedusha Saguf until it's baking, when the Isra of Chimus can no longer apply because it can't be Machmit something which has already been baked as matzah. So this is the machloikas between these two tanoim and the brisa, whether we can be marba the lechem upon him for the lav of chimut. However, the opinions are reversed. It's Rabbi Akiva, l'shitasa, Rabbi Akiva who holds that midas yovish loynis kadosh, who will hold that we can't be marba lechem upon him. To the contrary, he holds that we'll marba the minchas nesachim, and he holds that the minchas nesachim can become chomet. And it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili who is marba the lechem upon him because he holds that the midas yovish is niskadosh. And to the contrary, he argues on minchas nesachim. Says the Gemara that in this two Rabbi Yochanan time, Rabbi Yochanan is going with Shitosa. We find that Rabbi Yochanan said that the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili is that he said in another member that it's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that Midas Yovish is Niskadish. To Om Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yosi Aglili ve'echad mitamidim Rabbi Yishmol Omru Dover Echad. Rabbi Yosi Aglili and one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmol said the same thing. They both said the same opinion. Umanu, who is that Talmud of Rabbi Yishmol? Rabbi Yoshi, it's Rabbi Yoshi, the Tanya that we learned in a Braisa. Vayim Shechem Vayikadesh Oisam. It says concerning the vessels that are used for the Mizbeach that he anointed them and he sanctified them, meaning that he made them into clay shards. Now the vessels that are used for the Mizbeach to receive the dam are considered to be clay lach. They're considered to be vessels that are used for liquid. Rabbi Yoshia Oimer, Rabbi Yoshia says, therefore, that we learn from the word oisom, which is a mute, that midas halach nimshach bein mibifnim bein mibachutz, that those things which are used for measuring liquids were anointed both on the inside and on the outside. And therefore, they were sanctified both on the inside and on the outside. However, midas yovish nimshchu mibifnim ve'ein nimshchu mibachutz. But the midas yovish, those things which are used for measuring, the chatzi sarn and the sarn, which are used for measuring flour, those were only anointed on the inside, but they were not anointed on the outside. Their kedusha is only on the inside and on the outside of the kli. The Gemara says later on in the Masechta, that the nafkamina is for something which pours over the sides. That in the midas lach, it will be sanctified because the outside is also niskadosh, but in the midas yovish, it won't be sanctified because only the inside of the kli is niskadosh, but not the outside of the kli. So Rabbi Yoshia holds that the midas yovish is also nimshach, it's also niskadosh as a kli sharet. The word oisam, which is a mute, is telling us that it's only the midas lach which are niskadosh on both sides, both on the inside and on the outside. However, the midas yovish is not niskadosh on the outside, but it is niskadosh, it is a kli sharet. Rabbi Yonasan, Armor the Bryson continues, Rabbi Yonasan says, midas halach nimshachu mibifnim ve'ein nimshachu mibichutz. From this word oisam, we learn a mute concerning the midas halach themselves, that even the midas halach was only anointed on the inside and not on the outside. It's only the inside which is Kaddish and not out the outside. Midas yovish le'nimshichu kol ikar, and the midas yovish, the chatzi yisorin and yisorin, which are used for measuring the flour, were not anointed and not sanctified at all. They're not considered to be a klei sharis at all. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan. These are both talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion that the kli midas yovish is niskadish. Rabbi Yonasan holds that the midas yovish is not niskadish. Rabbi Yonasan says teida l'cha. I'll bring you proof that this is so. I'll bring you proof that the midas yovish was not nimshach, was not anointed at all. Shaharei in makadish, because we find that it does not sanctify the flour, that it doesn't make the flour into something which is kodesh kedusha saguf. Tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, mimoish veseichem teviu lechem tnufa shtayim shnei esrayim. This is speaking about the shtei halechem which is brought on Shavuos. It says that from your places of dwelling you should bring bread which is to be waved, two loaves consisting of two esrayim, each loaf is a nisaron. They should consist of soilus, they shall be baked as chometz, and they are a first offering to Hashem. Only at the end of the pasuk does it say bikurim Lashem. So Rabbi Yonasan learns a mosai hein Lashem. When are they considered to be Lashem? When are they kodesh Lashem? La'achar shenefu, after they have been baked, but not before, because since there's no shemen which is put into the shtei halechem, it's only a midas yovish which is used in its preparation in measuring the flour, and therefore we say that it's not niskadish kedusha saguf. When does it become Lashem? Only at the time of the baking, when it's baked in the oven, which is a klisharet and sanctifies it, that's when it's considered to be Lashem. So from this he learns that the midas yovish is not nimshach, and that's why it is not mekadeshit. B'maikom miflegi, what is the machloikis here between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan? B'oisam, they're arguing about this word, this mute of oisam, in the pasuk of yimshachem v'yikadesh oisam. Rabbi Yoshia sovar oisam l'mute midas yovish b'chutz. Rabbi Yoshia holds that the midas yovish was also sanctified, but the word oisam comes to exclude the midas yovish concerning its outside, that the outside of the midas yovish is not niskadish as it is in the case of the midas lach. Rabbi Yonasan sovar midas yovish cholhu v'le'istrich kro l'mute. Rabbi Yonasan holds that the midas yovish is considered to be chol. It's not something which is sanctified at all, and we don't need the pasuk to exclude it. He proves that from the pasuk of yimimayish v'seichem, that we see it's only called bikurim Lashem after it's baked, but that the midas yovish does not sanctify at all, so it's not something which is anointed at all. Ki istrich kro l'mute midas lach mibachutz. What do we need this pasuk of oisam to exclude? It comes to exclude something concerning the midas lach itself, that the midas lach itself is only sanctified mibifnim, but not mibachutz. Al kapodim, we see Rabbi Yochanan going l'shitasai, Rabbi Yochanan who said that the opinions in this brisa should be reversed, the opinions of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili should be reversed, and that it's Rabbi Yosi Aglili who holds that we're marba lechem haponim, because he holds that the midas yovish is niskadish, and it's Rabbi Akiva who holds that we cannot be marba lechem upon him because he holds the midas yovish is not niskadish. This is l'shitasa that he said here also, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the same opinion as Rabbi Yoshia, who holds that the midas yovish was niskadish. The Gemara says, Le'im anami Rabbi Akiva ve'echad mitalmidei Rabbi Yishmol omru dover echad umanu Rabbi Yonasan. Why didn't Rabbi Yonasan say the other half of the statement? Why didn't he say that Rabbi Akiva and a different one of the talmidim of Rabbi Yishmol said the same thing, and who would that be? Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan, who says over here that the midas yovish is not niskadish, is going in the same opinion as Rabbi Akiva in the brisa which we learned, who according to Rabbi Yonasan said that we are marba minchas nesachim, but we can't be marba lechem aponim because the midas yovish is not niskadish. The Gemara answers, mishum de lo yishovu b'midas lach lahadodi. The reason why he didn't say that they are saying the same thing is because even though concerning the midas yovish they are of the same opinion that the midas yovish is not niskadish, but they are not equal to one another concerning the midas lach. Because Rabbi Yonasan holds that concerning the midas lach that it's only niskadish mibifnim and not mibachutz, whereas Rabbi Akiva holds that the midas lach is niskadish both mibifnim and mibachutz, as Rashi brings. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to say that they hold the same opinion, because although concerning this particular machloikas of midas yovish they are of the same opinion, but they don't have the same opinion concerning the midas lach. So we can't say that Rabbi Akiva is of the same opinion as Rabbi Yonasan, because they're not of the same opinion. They don't hold the same thing concerning the midas lach. He doesn't darshan this drasha of oisam in that way. Therefore, he said it only the other way, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is of the same opinion as Rabbi Yoshia, that he holds that the midas yovish is niskadish, and he holds also of the same opinion concerning the midas lach, that it is niskadish bein mivnim and bein mibachut. Omale Rav Hoppe Abaya, Rav Hoppe said to Abaya, asked Abaya Kasha, we're saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, midas yovish is loy niskadisha, that the midas yovish for measuring the soilus was not sanctified as a klisharis, and therefore we say he holds that the lav of loy seyosachomis cannot apply to the lechem upon him, that it's his opinion in the brisa that we are marba minchas nesachim, we're not marba lechem upon him, because since the lechem upon him is not made with shemen, only a midas yavish is used in its preparation, and therefore it's not niskadish b'kedusha seguf. It's not considered to be a mincha until it's baked, and therefore the isra of chimitz cannot apply to it. Rav Papa asked the bayakashe v'hu ika bisa delachu. There's a bisa. The bisa is a large basin which is used for mixing the flour, the silus, with the water, and for kneading it into dough. And that is a vessel which is lach. It's considered to be a vessel which is lach, and therefore it's niskadish according to everyone. According to everyone, it's considered to be a kli shoret, and therefore, even though we say that the midas yavish is not niskadish, but in its preparation as lechem upon him, before it's baked, it has to be mixed with the water, and that's done in the bisa. The bisa is lach, and therefore it is a kli shoret, so therefore it is considered to be niskadish kedusha zaguf before it's baked. So therefore, why do we say that it follows from holding that midas yavish lo niskacha, that the iser of chimutz, the lav of chimutz, does not apply to the lechem upon him? It can't apply to the lechem upon him once it's niskadish in the bisa. Omalei, Abaye said to him, shalosh al gabi katavlaya, that we're speaking about a case where he needed it on a katavlaya, on a hide. In other words, he didn't put it in the bisa to knead it, rather he needs it on something else which is not a klisharis at all. From the Shita Mekubeses, it appears that according to the answer of Abaye, then, that it will only be speaking about such a case, they'll only be arguing about such a case, that if he would, however, need it in a bisa, if he would need it in a klisharis, then Rabbi Akiva would agree also that the Isra of Chimus would apply to the lechem upon it. However, the Sfasemis learns, he asks this as a question. Abaye is answering, if that's so, then why did Rabbi Akiva hold that we're only marba binchas nasochim, and it appears that we're not marba lechem haponim at all? It's only a case where it's loshal gabi ketivlaya, but if he'll need it in a bisa, which is a klisharet, Rabbi Akiva should agree with Rabbi Yosi Aglili that the iser of chimus can apply to the lechem haponim. Says the Sfasemis that since Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that midas yavish lo niskadish, and he follows the same opinion concerning midas yavish as that of Rabbi Yonasan in the Brisa which the Gemara brought before, that we learn from the pasuk concerning shtei halechem mimishveisechem taviu, that we learn that it's only called bikurim la'ashem after it's already baked, unlike Rabbi Yoshia, who learned bikurim la'ashem that it was already bikurim la'ashem before it was baked. He learned like Rabbi Yonasan that it's only called bikurim la'ashem after, and from this he will learn that the midas yavish is not niskadish. Since he learns that way, there also we can ask the same question, why isn't it niskadish because it is needed in a klisharis in the bisa? Still we see from the pasuk that it's only after the afiyah that it's considered to be lashem, that's when it is niskadish. Says the Sfasemis, so we learn from this that in fact that's the process, that if we hold midas yavish loy niskadish, then since it's not kodesh kedusha saguf, we don't do the lisha in a bisa, we don't do the kneading of it in a klisharis. To the contrary, we do it al gabi katavlai, we don't do it in a klisharis at all, and therefore it's not niskadish until the baking takes place. That's speaking about shtei halechem. The same will apply also to the lechem upon him. Since there is no shemen which is niskadish in a klisharis, all there is a soilish which is in a midas yavish and it's not niskadish with kedusha saguf, therefore the kiddush only takes place later at the time of the baking, because we will need it in a katavlaya, on a katavlaya, and not in a bisa, which is a klisharis. So when the Gemara answers that kagoyin shalosh al gabi katavlaya, it means that since we hold midas yavish lo niskadish, that's the process, that's the way it's done, that the kneading is not done in a klisharis. In fact, the Brisker Rav asks Akasha on this Gemara, what is the Gemara? How can the Gemara ask v'ho ika bisa, that there's the bisa which is a klisharis, that the halacha is that the lechem habanim is needed outside of the azara? It's lishosam v'arichosam b'chutz. So even if it would be a klisharis, it wouldn't be makadosh, because the klisharis is only makadosh in the azara. And the Brisker Rav remains with a question on this Gemara. According to the Sfasemis is saying that that's actually part of the Gemara's answer. That when the Gemara answers that it's kagoyin shalosh al gabi katavlai, it's saying that we learn that in fact this is not done in a klisharis, and the Sfasemis says to the contrary. And according to the maskana of the Gemara that we don't use a klisharis in its kneading, it's done outside of the Azara altogether. So certainly it's not mekudesh at all. It doesn't become kodesh kedusha saguf in the process of its kneading. It only becomes kodesh kedusha saguf later when it's baked. So therefore, when the Gemara says kegoyin shalosh al gabi katavlaya, and that's why it follows from holding that midas yavish lo niskadish, that the isra of chimus cannot apply because it is only niskadish later on when it's baked, that's because we learn from this pasuk that teaches us that midas yavish loy niskadish, that the kiddush is actually to take place later, and that we are not mekadish it in its process of kneading, because we're losh al gabi katavlayim, we're not losh in a klisharis. That's why Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Lili argue whether we can be marba lechem aponim at all. According to Rabbi Akiva, we can't be marba lechem aponim at all, because the process of lechem aponim is that it's only mekudish, only becomes kodesh kedusha zaguf at the time of the afiyah. The Gemara asks Akasha on this answer of Abaye, if you say that something that theoretically could be done in a klisharis, we say that it's not mekadesh it, and we're speaking about a case where it's not done in a klisharis, ihochi, if so, deko omale Rabbi Yonasan. teida l'chosha harei eino mikadeshes. Rabbi Yonatan brought a raya against Rabbi Yoshia. He brought him a raya that the midas yavish is not mikadesh, because we see that the kiddush is only later after the afiyah. He learns that that's what we learn from the pasuk of Bikurim Lashem, that it says after chometz teyafen, that it's only after the afiyah that it's Bikurim Lashem. Rabbi Yoshia learns that it means Bikurim Lashem from the beginning, but Rabbi Yonatan learned that it's Bikurim Lashem only after the afiyah, and he brings that as a proof that the midas yavish is not mikadesh. Let Rabbi Yoshia answer him to go into Kaila Bisaran the Chol, that the pasuk is speaking about a case where he measured it in an Isaran of Chol, that he didn't use the Klisharos. It's true that Midas Yavish is Niskadish and that the Isaran is Niskadish, but he didn't measure it in that Isaran which is Niskadish and therefore makes it into Kedusha Saguf. He used an Isaran the Chol, a regular Isaran which was not Niskadish, to measure the Soilus, and therefore it wasn't Niskadish Kedusha Saguf, and it's only Niskadish Kedusha Saguf later at the time of the baking. Says the Gemara Hochi Hashta, that's no comparison. When we're talking about the bisa, this large vessel in which the kneading is done, the Torah doesn't mention this bisa. And it doesn't say that the kneading of it is to be done in a bisa, in this large basin, in this vessel. Rather, we understand that if kneading has to be done, it has to be done in something, and therefore we can say that we don't necessarily do it in a bisa, that we do it on a katzavlaya. If he kneads it on a katzavlaya, that doesn't make any difference. The Torah didn't mention the bisa and mention that the lisha is to be done in a bisa. Ella Isaran, but when it comes to the Isaran, came with the Omrachmana of the Isaran Bekayalbe, since the Torah says make an Isaran and measure with it. We know that the Isaran is necessary, because the Torah says that an exact measure is to be used for the Menachos, an Isaran of Soilus, and therefore it's as if the Torah is explicitly saying make a measure of an Isaran and use it to measure the Menachos. Shavik Isaran the Kodesh, Bekayal the Isaran the Chol, can we say that the Pasuk is speaking about a case where he leaves the Isaran of Kodesh, the Isaran which is sanctified as a Klisharos, and measures with an Isaran of Chol? Certainly the Pasuk is speaking about where he did it as it is to be done, which is that he used the measure of the Isaran which is normally used in the Beis HaMikdash, which would be the Isaran that is sanctified. And therefore, Rabbi Yonatan is able to bring his proof from the way he learns the pasuk that it only becomes kodesh later after the afiyah, that the clay, that the midas yavish in the Beis HaMikdash was not sanctified, because if it would be sanctified, certainly he would use that isaron which was sanctified and not an isaron the chol. But still we say, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the midas yavish is not niskadish, who follows this opinion of Rabbi Yonatan, that it's not niskadish later by using the bisa, because there's no mention in the Torah of how the kneading is to be done. And to the contrary, we say that it's speaking about where the kneading was done, algabi katzavlaya. According to the way the Shita Mekubetzes means, it learns it's speaking about such a case. And in Chanami, it could be done in a bisa, in which case the din would be different. Rabbi Akiva would agree that then the Isra of Chimus would apply. According to the way the Sfasemis means that we learn from the Pasuk that's how it is to be done, that it's not supposed to be niskadish before the afiyah. So once again then, from the words Asher Tekrivu in the Pasuk Kol HaMincha Asher Tekrivu Lashem L'Siyosa Chometz, we learn that we are Marbe the Menachos She'enon Nikmatzais. The Parsha is speaking about Marcheshes, and although we're Marbe other Menachos, I would still say that we're only Marbe the Menachos HaNikmatzais. From the words Asher Tekrivu, we Marbe the Menachos which are not Nikmatzais. This therefore will include also Minchas Chavit and Minchas Kaidim. That will be included according to everyone. According to the way the Gemara reversed the Shitas, Rabbi Akiva holds that we can be Marbe also Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim, in spite of the fact that it has a lot of shemen, 3 lugan of shemen, nonetheless he holds that one mixes water in it as well, and therefore it is liable to chimut, and the Isra of chimut can apply to it. But Rabbi Akiva will hold that we're not marba the lechem aponim, because the process of lechem aponim is such, since it doesn't need any shemen, that only a midas yavish is used, and he holds that midas yavish lein is kaddish, and therefore it's not yet considered to be a mincha until the time that it is baked. The opinion of Rabbi Yosia Glili, according to the way he reversed it, is that he holds that we are marba the lechem aponim, because he holds that midas yavish is niskadish, and therefore it is a mincha before, and the Isra of chimut can apply to it, and he'll disagree with the ribui of minchas nesachim lechimut, because he holds that in the minchas nesachim, as Rashi explains, no water is added, therefore it's mei peiris ein machmitzen, and we can't therefore include the minchas nesachim in the Isra of chimut. Toisus in Dibra Maschol v'Shamina Lil Rabbi Akiva asks the Kasha, even if we say that the Midas Yovish is Loinis Katsha, there is a Machloikis, as we mentioned before, when does the Lechem upon him become a Kudish? Is it in the Tanur, because the Tanur is a Klishoros, and that's Makadishit through the process of baking, or do we say that it's later when it's placed on the Shulchan, which is a Klishoros? Toisus says that if we hold that it's the Tanur, which is Makadishit, then the Halacha is that it's Makadishit from the point of Karmu Poneho. Once it forms a crust on the outside, it is already considered to be sanctified by the Tanner. So Taisa says, if this is so, even though we say that once something is baked, of course, one cannot be machmitzed anymore. It's not possible to say that one can make it into chometz once it's baked. Once something is baked, this matzah can no longer be made into chometz. But But we should say that the Isra of Chametz can still apply to the Lechem Aponim, because it is baked in the oven. Once the baking process begins and it's Korm Uponeh, it forms a crust on the inside, even though it's still not done on the inside, we say that it's already in the Scottish Kedusha Saguf, and Tosfos says we should say that the Isra of Chametz applies still at that point, when it's not yet fully baked through and through, when it's only Korm Uponeh, it's only formed a crust and been hardened on the outside, we should say that that's when the Isra of Chametz applies. So Tosfos, it would appear from this then, that once a matzah is korm upaneha, once it's been formed a crust on the outside, that chimus is no longer possible even on the inside, and even though it's not baked through and through. That's yep. why if the lechem aponim is not niskadish before it is baked in the tanner, that the isra of chimus is not possible, because once it even begins to be baked in the tanner, once it's korm upaneha, chimus is no longer possible and is not liable to the isra of chimus. However, lahalach, of course, we learned concerning Pesach that a matzah has to be baked through and through before we say that it can no longer become chametz. We would like to go back to one point that we mentioned before. In the Machloikas between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, Rashi says that everyone will agree, on the top of Amud Reis, Rashi says that everyone will agree that we are marbe from this riboy of Asher Takrivu, Minchas Koyanim and Minchas Koyan Mashiach, which means the Minchas Chavitin, because those are Minochas She'enu Nikmatis, and we're marbe them from Asher Takrivu. The reason why they mention these Minochas of Minchas Nesachim and Lechem Upon is because they are subject to this Machloikas between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Now, the reason that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to the way the Gemara turns it around, does not agree that we are to be marba minchas nesachim is because since the minchas nesachim is done with so much shemen, he holds that there's no water mixed into the minchas nesachim. The Rishash asks on that Rashi that, in fact, the minchas koyim mashiach, the minchas chavitim, we learned in the Mishnah Daf Chof Beis, and as Rashi says over there, it's a Gemara later on in Daf Nun Aleph, that we learn the minchas chavitim from Minchas Nesachim, and there too the ratio of Shemin is 3 Lugin to 1 Isorin. So we ask if the idea of Rabbi Yosi Aglili for not being marbed the Minchas Nesachim is because since there's so much Shemin, no water is added, and therefore there's no Chimut, because may Peres Machmitin, he should say the same concerning the Minchas Chavitin as well. So why does Rashi say, and it appears from the Gemara, that there will be no Machloikis concerning the Minchas Chavitin, Ayin and Rishash, that he gives answers as to why, in spite of the fact that there is so much Shemin, Rabbi Yosi Aglili would agree that there water is added, and therefore for chimutz is possible.